Gardening with Gardena Gardener of the Year, celebrating excellence in gardening.
And Linda Hallinan's with us this morning. Morning, Linda.
Good morning.
We are talking soil today, and with a bit of luck, your soil might just have a day of drying out.
I know. Look, I tell you what, it has rained every single day here for over a month, and I am done with it. So no, at least one of the tasks you don't have to do at the moment is water.
Yeah.
But it has been such a wet start to spring in many parts of the country, and that actually does have some quite big ramifications on your soil, because if you're out there working it, what you're actually doing is compacting it and getting rid of all the aeration, so you're actually going to be doing yourself a disservice. So when it is really wet, you just have to kind of stand back and sigh. It's all you can do.
Yeah.
However, we have got Labour Weekend coming up in a couple of weeks' time, and Labour Weekend is kind of the beginning of the absolute madness of spring planting. So you sort of have to hold off until then. So you've got 2 weeks of preparation time before that. And it's kind of like if you're approaching any big project, now's the time to get all your planning done. And so the key things you have to do is you have to get out there and get all your weeds out of the garden first, because if you don't weed before you put the plant in, it just makes it so much harder to keep on top of them afterwards. Yeah. And of course, fast-growing annual weeds, so the things that really just sprout in a huge rash at this time of the year, they take out all the goodness of the soil. So if you're putting in nitrogen fertilizer, all you're going to be doing is growing bigger weeds, and they'll grow faster than your plants. So get the weeds out first. That's a good fun job for this weekend.
Okay.
The second thing to do is actually dig in some compost to improve the soil structure. So this is pretty basic. I mean, all gardens benefit from the addition of compost. If you haven't fertilised for a few years, you might want to chuck in some general garden fertiliser. I've been using quite a bit of blood and bone this year because I'm trying to beat the rabbits.
Oh.
And it's quite a good deterrent from rabbits, but unfortunately my dog goes down and tries to sort of snuffle up as much as he can as well, which is not so helpful. So things like blood and bone and sheep pellets and pea straw, all that sort of stuff that you can dig in just to really improve the structure of the soil, and then you can let it settle for the next couple of weeks before you actually do your planting.
Right.
And the other thing you need to think about going forward is that if you are like most gardeners and you plant your whole spring vegetable garden in one go, then think about what's going to grow the tallest. So if you've got a north-facing section, you don't really want to plant your sweet corn, for example, at the front of the bed. You want to plant it at the very back on the south side so that it doesn't shade all the things that you put in front of it, like tomatoes. However, there's some other things that actually prefer a bit of shade. So things like radishes and coriander and basil, you can actually leave a gap for them behind the sweet corn.
Okay.
And they actually will be fine in almost semi-shade in summer, so that's quite sort of just something to keep in mind when you're planting at once. And if you're planning to plant tomatoes and capsicums and eggplants, you really do need some decent stakes. And what generally happens is people go to like a garden centre or a hardware store and they buy those little bits of bamboo, so bamboo stakes, but they won't cut it for big things like tomatoes. When they're actually really in full fruit, they can be quite heavy, and especially if you live in a windy spot. So you want to put in some sturdy wooden stakes, which unfortunately are a bit ugly. Or you can buy some quite fancy teepees now. They're like woven teepees, and you can get them for about $30 from garden centres, and they look quite nice because they add a bit of an arty touch to your garden as well. So you could do that instead.
Nice.
And then, of course, it's time to stock up on your seeds. And so when you do go to the garden centre, what tends to happen is you look at this. It's kind of like going to the supermarket. You look at the size of your trolley and you think, right, I'm leaving here when it's full. And so you go through and you buy all this stuff. But actually, if you buy seeds, it's so much cheaper and it doesn't take a hell of a lot longer, a couple of weeks longer in spring. So don't buy things like beetroot and carrots and punnets. Just buy them as seeds and sow them direct.
Right.
And they'll be just as fast to crop. And same with things like cucumbers, courgettes, and pumpkins, and all beans. So all your beans should go into the ground from a packet. Don't buy them in punnets. So, you know, scarlet runners or dwarf beans, if you want to grow butter beans, all those sorts of things. Just buy a packet of seed, because you get hundreds of seeds for the same price as getting, say, 8 plants in a punnet.
Okay.
So they can go in a couple of weeks. And then, of course, if you've grown tomatoes before and you've never had any luck with them, maybe this year actually spend some of the cash you've saved by buying seeds on grafted tomato plants. And these have come down in price enormously. And normally when I explain what a grafted tomato is, I use an All Black analogy, but that just doesn't seem so appropriate these days. So basically what a grafted tomato is it's like a winger attached to a prop. So you've got the roots down in the ground that are incredibly vigorous and disease resistant. And then they've grafted on a kind of fancy variety that's showy on the top.
Yeah.
So also, if you've had trouble with tomatoes before, think about planting grafted ones. They're really good, especially if you live somewhere that's a little bit cooler, because they grow much more quickly, so therefore they fruit sooner than they fruit more prolifically. So, and also you don't need to pinch the laterals out, and that this is something that confuses gardeners, because when you buy a tomato plant, you should really pinch out the side branches. Nice. But then my last tip is pretty simple, which is just hold off until Labor weekend to actually transplant all of those things. Just hold in there. It's not too long to go now, and then you'll be able to get stuck in.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Linda. We'll put all your tips up on newstalkzb.co.nz.